Inside is another one. I told you before that Sri Gurudev's intense willpower performs a lot of work in a disciple's mind. That's why when we meet great souls, elevated souls, we say, oh, please say a prayer for me. I'm leaving Vrindavan now. Oh, Maharaj, please pray for me that I can come back. Or please pray to Giriraj Sai for love for Krishna. Devotees will say, like this, will ask senior devotees to pray for them, or please bless me that I can chant the holy name purely. And please think of me. I'm going back to the West now. While you're here in Vrindavan, please think of me. But this is the idea, is that willpower, the thinking, feeling, and willing, which is the functions of the mind. The mind has triple functions, thinking, feeling, and willing. So willpower is the power of the mind, concentrated mind, purified mind has spiritual power, Brahman Tejas. So the purified mind has the ability to attract the power of the Lord. And when the mind is full of Krishna, then the mind can attract the Lord and have all the power of Krishna. The great souls are always thinking of the Lord. Manmana bhavamagbhato madhyaji manamaskri manamavaisyasi satyamite kutijane priyosine. So the dear devotees of the Lord, Priya bhaktas, they're always thinking of the Lord with love and devotion. So in the course of thinking of the Lord, if they also think of their disciples, they pray to the Lord, please bless this disciple with bhakti, and please bless this disciple as they stay pure in their behavior and stay fixed on the path of devotion. Then that Krishna will hear that prayer, that elevated soul, that Gurudev, and he will carry that prayer to the super soul within the disciple. Be transferred from the mind of the guru to the super soul of the disciple. And from the super soul of the disciple, who is Krishna, he will give that strength and power and ability to stay in the path of pure bhakti and attain perfection. It says the Gurudev's intense willpower performs a lot of work in the disciple's mind. When Sri Gurudev always pays attention to the disciple, then the disciple will make spiritual advancement. And the disciple will certainly gain great strength in his own sadhana. This is called Guru Shakti or Acharya Shakti. But when a disciple misuses the power that was instilled in him by Guru, mixing the Guru-given sadhana power with his own tamagun and ahankara, false sense of doership, when a disciple misuses the power that was given to him, or infused in him, or instilled in him by Gurudev, and he mixes that guru-given sadhana power with his own ignorance, or mode of ignorance, as a result of that, an ahankara, or a false sense of doership, awaken in his sadhana. In other words, to think, I'm doing this myself. Then the ungrateful disciple will give up his allegiance to his guru and gain independence. When an independent attitude from the guru awakens, the disciple may fall so deep that he may insult the guru. Then the love of Sri Guru for the disciple remains as before. It does not waver even slightly. It's not very logical, that's being said. When an independent attitude awakens, it is the duty of Sri Guru to correct the disciple's faults at every step. The disciple may have so many faults, he may be so disobedient or negligent. The Guru will point these things out to him until the last moment of his life. The Guru keeps a sharp eye on the disciple's behavior, and if he sees even the slightest fault, he will point it out with his eyes. That is the duty of Gurudev. By some freak or of ill fate, some obedient disciples start acting independently from their Gurudev. So their Gurudev came before them and said, look, my love for you remains unchanged and is not diminished even slightly. Then who knows why the attention I paid you in the past has not borne fruit. There is no such concentration in you anymore. I don't know why. Perhaps it is the will of the Lord. I will tell you of all the mischief I am seeing you perform until the end of your life. And it is your duty to listen to me and act accordingly. If you don't, then it's not my fault. And look, I will tell you another thing. Don't go around gossiping about my faults and virtues. These are good qualities and bad qualities. It will harm you. It will not harm me at all. Haven't you heard in the book of fables that there are clay vessels and brass vessels? You know vessels? It's like a pitcher, water pitcher. There are clay vessels and brass vessels. I am a strong and hard vessel made of brass, and you are fragile vessels made of clay. Clay breaks very easily. We are both floating on the ocean of material existence, surely. So come and follow me. Don't knock or slap me. If you do so, you will break, but nothing will happen to me. I guess in this case, vessel can also mean both. Or vessel also means both in English. Or vessel means nothing. English is crazy language. So he's using his analogy, we're on the ocean. We're floating on the ocean. I'm a steel boat and you're a clay boat. If you slap me, you know, you slap up against me, if you hit up against me, either with a drum, it's against a metal, you know, steel boat. What happens to you? Finished. And breaks and sinks. Clay breaks, we are both floating on the ocean. So if you do so, you'll break, but nothing will happen to me. Do you know why? I am the Son of God, and there is no sin in me. I can digest sins without suffering for them, but you cannot do that. I am telling you that I may not always be able to act myself in the way that I am telling you.
Yeah, I'll see you. önce o ne? Yaratılışına ibu. Niyet durayım hakkında acı abinin altyazı nakyat. Evet, yıllarını sınar niye doluyor? Yıllarını yazdıklar çok tadı değil, haberin ne olacak?
Hayır, daha sıkıcı bakmayın ki bak.
Aşkına ilmasıdır. Acaba yalanacağım.
Allah'ım bana bir şey var.
Buna, seyir olsan şu, ben yerin araştırma şey yap.
Ne kadar?
Var.
Bir ol seni yaklaştık.
Yes, so what you're doing, you're leaving on a good track.
Respect for these things out, and then you ask me that.
Boys, if you won't hear, carry on.
Here's who, Yelmer.
Boys, if you're not in your marine numbers, then
you should also sit me out with the rest of an orphan and hear, carry on.
And sit me out with the rest of an epic.
They are the ones that hear, carry on.
And you hear, carry on, hear, carry on, Yelmer.
Now I'm going to hear, carry on. The rest must show me how the earth woman is the tail then. The earth woman is the tail, get it all me if it is.
There's not the upper, you don't have much of it.
Boy, if it's the rest of what the earth, you have me all me if it is. It's the tail, it's the little bit sweet in the shadow.
Fine, you see, the rest of the sun is.
And if me if it's the earth, you see, it's the hardly.
Fine, it's the old dude, you must be in a minute, it's the old one.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yes, sir.
I was going to see you today.
Yeah, it was your. That's a fair good looking.